Do you know that 70% of women in the United States wear a size 14 or larger? Despite this, many top brands don't carry plus size options, and if they do, they charge premium prices. At More to Love, we believe everybody deserves affordable and fashionable clothing. That is why we carry new and gently used plus size clothing for a fraction of the original price. We are located at 606 New Leicester Highway behind Wynn's Diner beside the Sonnet.
This is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where I invite the most innovative leaders, artists, and creative business owners to share their experiences, processes, practical tips, and inspirations. Today with me is Kristen Marie Green, who is an internationally published photographer, stylist, model, and creative project manager. Inspired by evolving worldwide trends in fashion, art, and popular culture, KMG combines her media techniques with passionate vision. Her enthusiasm is only equaled by her uncompromising attention to detail and genuine desire to produce a remarkable finished product. Currently, she resides in the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina and works with some of the most unique clients in the area. I brought Kristen on to talk about her work in the creative fields of photography and modeling. But first, Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much.
Yeah, it is such an honor to have you. I was, you know, talking about having Matt on last week, and I've just known you guys almost as long as I've been here, which is like 13 years now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I can't believe how many years it's been.
We were just rolling it back to these really, you know, fun party days we used to have. And honestly, I have some of the best photos from those parties because you were there. So major shout out.
Thank you very much. I remember when you would invite me and say, please bring your camera. And I was like, okay, this is a super fun opportunity.
Yeah, we did have some good ones, some fun themed Alice in Wonderland and stuff. But anyway, this is not about those.
That's one of my favorite ones for sure. Oh, y'all really did it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, as project manager ladies, we can relate to throwing a good event and making people feel welcome, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So usually when I start my show, I love to kind of kick off this conversation of what was early life for Kristen Marie Green like? What was the creative passions back then? How did you even come to realize that creativity could be a career that you now have?
Well, I grew up in South Georgia, so there wasn't a lot of like heavy fashion or anything. So I always had to navigate to photos or fashion magazines. And I started off dreaming of being a photographer as I admired my parents' photos and their love for capturing memories. And then I was heavily inspired by looking at fashion magazines and the styling, and I started putting together concepts and outfits and all. Yeah. And then my dream of becoming a model started then. And so I continued to pursue that for many years, and I got more and more inspired by fashion and photography. And since then, I've worked as a collaborator and project manager in many different roles among the creative visual community. And I've been a photographer for many years, including fashion styling and specializing in artistic direction.
So let's kind of unpack that a little. You said your parents did photography. What's their careers? Did they do that for fun? Was that hobbies? What was
it? It was mostly just a hobby. Yeah. They would travel and take a lot of pictures of us. And I was inspired by my mom. She had a Canon camera growing up. That was the first type of camera that I had. And so it was kind of full circle there.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, there's just this amazing opportunity for us to see creativity, whether that's professions, whether that's for fun, and then really kind of get into that. So let's unpack this conversation around modeling and sort of being this Southern lady in Georgia, not having a lot of high fashion around you. What were the magazines you're reading? What got you really inspired into that more?
I definitely, when we would go anywhere that would have magazines, I would pick up a few at like 17 magazine and Vogue. And there's a few different ones that I always remember seeing, like Calvin Klein and different designers that I was inspired by that had a more like natural aesthetic look. And then since then, I've gotten really inspired by like just styling and the like behind the scenes more about how everything's put together with the models and collaboration and photo shoots, and then the makeup and how the models are cast for each shoot and things like that. So I've always had such an interest in learning more about being behind the camera and in front of it. So it's been really fun learning both sides of that.
And I feel like in a way, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a fairly unique thing. I don't think there's a lot of people who are models and photographers, correct?
That is correct. There are actually, now that there's more people on the internet and I follow people that I inspire on Instagram and whatnot, I've noticed that a lot more models have gotten into photography and whatnot, because, you know, it's one of those things you feel like you're inspired just by being around the scene and like how it's all put together and the whole production behind everything. And it's really, everyone kind of inspires one another. It's really awesome.
And it's almost, you know, for me, who sort of is very business minded and also loves to work with the creatives around the business, when you have skill sets on both sides of the coin, right? You know what the photographer needs because you can do that. It makes it easier, I would imagine, in ways to be the model and vice versa. There's just a different kind of language that you can speak to each other because you understand both sides. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. That was one of the main things. Like, I started off modeling and realized that a lot of people model now, like, especially in Asheville, and that, like, especially with my height, like, it was kind of just a fun dream that became, like, a reality that became, like, I realized, like, I was, like, love photography and wanted to see what it was like on that side of the camera. So then I was like, okay, maybe I could start doing photography and see what that's like. And then the more I did photography, I realized my role was much stronger on that side of the camera. But then I continued to pursue modeling because, one, I love creating art and becoming art. That's like a really awesome feeling to see yourself like become art.
Yeah.
But then on the professional side of things, it really gives me a heavy direction when I model, because I learn things from other photographers and I learn how to direct people stronger. Yeah. And I feel like I have a natural gift on learning, like knowing the right angles. And I've picked up on over the years on like how to guide people through a photo shoot and get them direction and whatnot. And I've actually photographed you before. So I feel like you could probably you know, stand behind that. But
And I'm sure you've evolved a lot of your systems too. Like, I love how you state that you really enjoy the project management side. I'd like to kind of unpack that for those creatives who I think struggle with the organizations and systems, which I get. It's not always our forte. And I think even you and I have had our learning curve, you know, to get to a place we know how to really run systems. Let's talk about it. So if someone comes to you, maybe you even pick a style. Maybe it's someone who wants a video. Or they have a video shoot coming up, or I'm sorry, they have a music video launch coming up and they need some photos and things like that for that. So walk me through what that process would look like from the project management side. How would you sort of organize that?
Yeah, so once they contact me, I would find out more about what they're going to use the photos for and what direction to go with that. And then I would help them decide like what ideas they have, if they have a certain concept or theme they have for their album or album art, or, you know, if they have some things that they're inspired by. And then I help them put those ideas together to a concept and location. And then we make sure, like with the location, if it's indoors or outdoors, and outdoors, we have to make sure that it's the perfect time of day and whatnot. So it's like many different steps that it takes to kind of get everything organized.
Yeah. And in some of those ways too, you know, bands and creatives, I'm sure, come to you with these ideas and concepts. And like you said, they haven't really thought necessarily about that, maybe even the marketing purpose per se, right? What's the outcome of what I want out of this? And then how do I take my brand and ideals and values and wrap that up into a snapshot? I mean, that's pretty impressive when you can do all of those things. That one photo can really speak, what did they say, 1,000 words?
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's definitely important, especially with my aesthetic, to make sure that my photos make you feel something and kind of speak for themselves. And with that being said, like a lot of times I try to capture what the client is wanting, whether it be like a musician or a model or a family or whatever they're needing. You know, I make sure very specific up front what the goals are and what they're going to be using it for, so we know what direction to go. And yeah, definitely I would be available even with just families or musicians to do styling or help find hair and makeup artists. You know, have all that available also.
That's amazing. And I would imagine in this work, we talked a little before we jumped on the show, that sort of that networking piece is so vital. And it's also something that you really do well. You have this natural inclination to link people. So I'm curious, what are some of the projects that you've either worked on in the last couple of years or you're currently working on that you're just really excited and want to share with the world?
Thank you. Yeah. Let's see. Recently, I did a really fun like Instagram takeover where I've started doing more social media management for different people that may be like different clients or different shops that are in downtown or, you know, anywhere really. But my first one was for a local vintage shop, The Honey Pot. Nice. You're probably familiar with.
Love them.
Yeah. So they contacted me last fall and we put together a really fun project where I was the stylist and photographer and I casted two models and myself and the models and Sarah from The Honey Pot. We styled the two models and we had a really fun photo shoot. And then Matt Williams helped me do the videography for this. And so I had a really fun time working on that with everyone. And there's a part one and a part two to that. So nice. Part one was where I styled the models and a really fun look that was like a 80s, 90s throwback.
Nice.
And then there's a part two where I styled the models in a second look that was like a 60s, 70s and inspiration. And we went down and shot at a local record store. Mm. And so that was really, really fun at Static Age. We got some really fun vintage shots there.
Love that. I think the concept that you're talking a lot about too, because I like to give the creatives the stage to share and then kind of bring it a little bit to the business side, right? Like one of the things you just mentioned in this Instagram takeover is the importance of partnership marketing, right? Is having influencers like yourself and having your own individual network and following get to know other networks, right? So you mentioned three different businesses plus the models you had there. Well, I guess if we include Matt, right? So that's five or six different businesses and collaborators working together to raise that voice. That is so powerful, right, Kristen? Those people who are like constantly trying to post four times a day themselves and are just waiting for people to show up on your pages. That's not really as effective nowadays as a really good piece of content that's working with others and raising that all collectively. Let's let the audience know how they can reach out, how they can learn more about you, and how they can work with you.
Awesome. Yeah. So I just created a new website, which is super exciting. You can check it out. It's actually my name, KristenMarieGreen.com. And it gives you some insight on my background and my experience and different services that I offer.
I am just so excited that you were able to get your first radio episode under your belt with the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show. I just am so appreciative of you and who you are and what you do for the creatives in our town.
Thank you so much. I'm very honored to be here today.
Ma'am. And as always, this is the Joanna Patrice Haggerty Show, where we share tips and tools of our community's most innovative entrepreneurs, artists, and creative business owners. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please connect by visiting bizradioasheville.com or on Instagram at jphcreativebiz. I would love to hear your show suggestions or any questions you may have. And as always, stay creative.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.